thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Beautiful.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, lovely viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you orbit 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vidimtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations allocates over $17 million for women-focused projects. In humanitarian news, Kuwaiti youngsters donate more than $30,000 to help Mexican children with Down syndrome. In animal welfare news, an American woman provides refuge for over 700 cats. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 3rd, is the Independence Day of Dominica, honoring its sovereignty achieved in 1978. The gorgeous Morne Trois Pitons National Park of this Caribbean island country is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, World Heritage Site. It contains lush tropical forests and one of the largest thermally active lakes in the world, Boiling Lake. Habitat for many types of birds and mammals, Dominica is home to the remarkable imperial parrot and the redneck parrot, which can be found only in this country. Dominica has also been described as the whale-watching capital of the Caribbean. Today is also the Independence Day of Panama, observing its autonomy attained in 1903. Located on the Isthmus of Panama that connects North and South America, this tropical country has a wide variety of landscapes, from coral reefs to savannas to the largest rainforest in the Western Hemisphere outside the Amazon Basin. Its Darien National Park and Cobia National Park and its special zone of marine protection are both UNESCO World Heritage Sites and rich in flora and fauna. Cobia Island is a refuge for several threatened species. We wish the fine people of Dominica and Panama festive Independence Days.
Lion News. Tremors caused destruction in China. On Tuesday morning, November the 1st, a quake measuring 5.5 on the Richter scale rumbled in the border area of China's Sichuan and Gansu provinces, in the same region that had been devastated by an 8.0 magnitude quake in 2008. An official there reported that although some cracks were detected in buildings and roof tiles were dislodged, there were no casualties or significant economic losses. That same day, in northern Xinjiang province, a 5.4 magnitude tremor jolted the border area of Yining and Gongliu counties, with the strong shaking that was said to be felt in neighboring counties, as this quake also struck in an area still recovering from a tremor in August that had left several people critically injured and at least 30 buildings destroyed. China's earthquake administration stated that Tuesday's tremor was believed to have caused major damage as well, with over 50 homes initially reported as destroyed and hundreds more damaged. Emergency crews were dispatched to assess the damage and carry out relief operations.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with Xinjiang officials to see if help is required and to go if possible to render support to those most in need. She also said that funds are available for emergency aid.
Our appreciation, Chinese officials and personnel, for your quick response, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted concern. May stability soon be bestowed on all corners of the world as humanity adopts more eco-balancing ways.
Wildfire burns across Réunion Island. A blaze that began on October 11th in the French overseas territories, La Réunion National Park, located in the southwestern Indian Ocean, has spread to more than 2,600 hectares. As of Tuesday, November 1st, France had dispatched a total of 400 firefighters in efforts to contain the blaze. With the national park designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, the UN agency has expressed concern for endangered plant and animal life, calling the fire the worst in the region in over 20 years. Our appreciation, French firefighters, for your efforts to extinguish the flames. We pray for the protection of all life on the island and that such destructive events are lessened as we strive for more considerate care of our shared earthly abode.
Earthquakes and volcanic activity affect Peru, Chile, U.S. and Mexico's Revillagigedo Islands. On Sunday morning, October the 30th, residents of southern Peru were jolted awake by a 4.8 magnitude quake. Centered 40 kilometers southwest of Ica, this was one of several tremors that followed a magnitude 6.9 temblor that had struck the previous Friday, damaging or destroying over 130 homes and causing injury to more than 100 people, some of whom were treated at local hospitals. Of two churches that were also damaged, one was an 18th century cathedral that had already been weakened by a major 2007 quake that struck in the same area. Officials stated that military teams were being sent to help with structural repairs and rebuilding.
Meanwhile, on Sunday afternoon, also in South America, a 5.7 magnitude temblor shook northern Chile, 46 kilometers south of Taltal in Antofagasta province, followed on Monday by one of 4.7 in magnitude that struck 61 kilometers northwest of Cauquenes. In the southern part of the country, a red alert remained in place due to the volcanic activity of Mount Hudson and the Puyehue Cordon Cahuilla volcanic complex. On Monday, a 5.8 magnitude quake hit in the USA, 40 kilometers northeast of the Kiska volcano in Alaska's Aleutian Islands, while Mexico's Revillagigedo Islands region were shaken on Tuesday morning by a magnitude 6.3 temblor, centered 227 kilometers northeast of Socorro Island.
With thankfulness for the swift assistance of the Peruvian military and other personnel, and for the general safety of those in the affected regions, we pray that such instabilities are alleviated through humanity's more eco-caring ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring
right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We need to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Dậy nhìn ra kia
生内安两手，人在街万难满水干就灵魂rồi cũng sẽ về đâu. Này đại địa, xin bớt cơn quằn quại, cho lễ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Này biển hồ, hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Này sinh linh, hãy ngậm cười chín suối, dù không lời chăn trội lục chia ly, cho tim ta mau giảm phần nức nở, chờ nhân gian sám hối kiếp châu kỳ. Này rừng thẳm, hãy gắng gìn bản thể, chở che cho nhân loại phút mê lầm. Hãy nhận lấy trong ta nghìn giọt lệ, để vun bồi cây lá rễ hùng lâm. Này tim hỡi, thôi hãy ngừng thổn thức, cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây. Này đêm tối, xin hãy bừng mạch sáng, soi hồn bao nhân thể chốn u trầm. Ngừng trăng trở cho hồn ta bất động, vào hư vô cùng diệu pháp thiên âm. Này bạch nhật chớ bàng hoàng sôi động, cho bình yên ngủ giữa trái tim người, để nhân loại bớt khuấy cuồng kiếp sống, bình minh về rực diện mục bản lai. Này tim ta, thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ, như côn trùng quẩn thắt giữa hàn đông. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biển đào nguyên. Ôi ta khóc, ta van, ta cầu đạo. Ôi hằng xa, Phật Bồ Tát thiên thần. hãy cứu rỗi những linh hồn lạc đạo mãi đi về quanh quất nẻo trầm luân. Bừng tỉnh dậy anh ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời rực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 447.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Libya names new prime minister. On Monday, October 31st, Libya's National Transitional Council selected Dr. Abdurrahim El-Kaib from among 9 candidates to be the country's interim prime minister. Dr. El-Kaib is a Tripoli-born academic who traveled to the U.S. to study, earning his doctorate degree there in electrical engineering and going on to teach as a professor. In speaking of his goals for the future, the Prime Minister-elect pledged to work closely with the National Transitional Council as well as listen to the Libyan people, as he went on to state, "We guarantee that we are building a nation that respects human rights. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, for your new position. May your role, in partnership with the government and the Libyan people, usher in an era of national dignity, prosperity, and peace."
Save our planet. Green Party leader highlights measures to curb climate change. As weather extremes and other disasters continue to escalate across the globe, the economic costs, in addition to other devastating consequences of climate change, are becoming more apparent. In a recent interview with Supreme Master Television, Adrian Ramsay, deputy leader of the Green Party of England and Wales, spoke of the need for a specific government action.
What the Green Party says is that if we're going to tackle the economic crisis, we need to tackle the climate crisis as well. For example, if we're going to invest in jobs that are going to last for the future, then that's going to be in areas like renewable energy, home insulation, public transport, things that are actually going to recognise that we need to be tackling climate change.
An eco-conscious vegan himself, Mr. Ramsay emphasised the importance of individuals to not only do their part in leading green lifestyles, but also in encouraging their government toward earth-protecting policies.
Well, clearly I've decided to be vegan myself, and I can see the benefits of that myself in terms of animal welfare, carbon emissions, and in terms of feeding the world. So on a personal level, I'm convinced by that. But what I want to see as a politician is the government taking action to make it easier for people to do the right thing. In terms of government policy, what I think we need to be doing is promoting healthy eating, promoting eating and fresh fruit and veg. And I would like to see a lot more of the money that's spent on farming subsidies going into helping farmers to convert to organic.
Our appreciation, Deputy Leader Adrian Ramsey and the Green Party of England and Wales, for your work in raising awareness toward action to restore economies and the safety of the planet. May all corners of the world quickly join in fostering sustainable and humane vegan policies for the welfare of the Earth and all her inhabitants.
Speaking during a December 2010 video conference in the United Arab Emirates, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted the urgency of our global climate change crisis, as well as what humans can do to protect the planet.
I hope the government encourages the farmers to forego the cattle and poultry raising, to be vegan, organic vegan. Because, for one, it is still much more costly in terms of food, energy, water uses to raise animals, whereas it costs less and less to have organic farming, especially the hydroponic that your government is progressing to promote. We need every help right now in this emergency situation, urgent time to save our planet. I hope our government will guide the agriculture sector to the organic vegan path and also use their knowledge and talents to share these good techniques with other countries, because the world is interdependent and can cooperate together for a sustainable future. Again, and finally, we must change our lifestyle. We should live more simply, sustaining ourselves on the best diet, and the economy, ecology diet, that is organic, vegan.
Save Our Planet, US-based research facility World Resources Institute in Washington, D.C., estimates as of October the 24th, 2011, that without climate change mitigation and resource management, some 1.8 billion people by 2025 will live in areas of water scarcity, threatening human well-being and global security.
Save Our Planet. In a mapping study with results that are viewable via the online software Google Earth, U.S. researchers report on October 25, 2011, that geothermal resources not only exist across the U.S., their combined energy is more than 3 million megawatts of sustainable power, or 10 times that of current coal power plant capacities.
Save Our Planet. An October the 31st, 2011 article in the New York Times states on October the 31st, 2011 that the exceptional drought occurring across Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Louisiana and Kansas, as well as northern Mexico, is having an economic impact both in the U.S. and internationally due to crop losses in cotton, peanuts, corn and wheat.
It's Rio the Rhinoceros here. I'm a merry vegan. No animal products for me. Now a tip of the day on the delicata or sweet potato squash. Nutritionally, it's a good source of fiber, vitamin C and A, and minerals such as iron and calcium. It has a creamy texture and a savory, nutty flavor. You can enjoy this delicacy baked, steamed, or raw. For gluten-free diets, use it raw, shaped like noodles, and topped with vegan tomato sauce instead of pasta. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. And now for the worldwide weather.
In world news, the United Nations allocates over $17 million for women-focused projects. The UN Trust Fund to End Violence Against Women has announced the funding will be initially given to 22 programs in 34 countries. The initiatives include making workplaces in Bangladesh and India safer, connecting HIV-positive women in Malawi with traditional leaders who will lend moral support and refuge, and accelerating channels of justice and health services in Uruguay. The grants are made possible with monetary support from the governments of Antigua and Barbuda, Australia, Austria, Finland, Germany, Iceland, Liechtenstein, the Netherlands, Spain, and the United States. Partners in the private and nonprofit sector also play a vital role. Our earnest gratitude, United Nations, and all supporting entities for your generosity. May all beings flourish in joy and security with heaven's grace.
In humanitarian news, Kuwaiti youngsters donate more than $30,000 to help Mexican children with Down syndrome. According to Kuwait News Agency, the funds were given to the John Langdon Down Foundation. It is dedicated to the education and care of individuals with the condition. Kuwaiti Ambassador to Mexico, Sami Hayat, stated that the contribution demonstrated the fellowship between the children of the two nations. Kudos, Kuwaiti youngsters, for your caring gesture. May the pure-hearted recipients gain many benefits from your kind gift. Coming up, an American sanctuary has saved the lives of more than 18,000 cats. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. More celebratory news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, magnificent news for a splendid world. In animal welfare news, an American woman provides refuge for over 700 cats. Miss Lene Latanzio of Parlier, California, is the founder of Cat House on the Kings. It is the state's largest no-cage, no-kill sanctuary and adoption center where cats can remain their entire lives. Started in 1992, this caring place has saved more than 18,000 cats, as well as 5,000 dogs, while spaying and neutering 40,000 animal friends. The felines and canines, and also a few goats, are able to roam freely on the 12-acre facility with feeding and watering stations throughout the property. Dog and cat doors also facilitate easy entrance into the house. Bravo, Miss Lene Latanzio, and all who work at the Cat House on the Kings for your kindness and devotion to our lovely animal co-inhabitants. May each resident have a long life filled with peace and happiness.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Polish entitled Piotr's Examination.
Piotr złapał grypę. Kiedy lekarz skończył badanie, Piotr zapytał.
Doktorze, obiecuję panu, że będę dzielny, więc niech pan powie prawdę. Kiedy będę musiał wrócić do szkoły?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank for the good work your station is doing to save the planet. I always watch your station because it gives me hope about the future. I'm trying to establish a club here in my country. I will do all my best to spread the message. I've started sharing information about being veg on Facebook. I pray that Supreme Master Chin Hai can continue the good work. Grace be with you all. We will help make the earth a better place. Stanley from Ghana.
Kindred Spirit Stanley, thank you for your positive note. It is wonderful news that you are trying to share urgent, earth-saving, vegan information. May you and the truth-loving people of Ghana be ever more blessed by the divine.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's love be your faithful friend and guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Arriving under the banner Mission Harmony 2011 in Jamaica, China's Naval Floating Hospital Arc Peace is providing a full range of free medical care, including sophisticated diagnostic services such as CAT scans during its six-day stay.
In Dushanbe, Tajikistan, visiting Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko and his Tajik counterpart Emomali Rahmon signed 7 cooperative agreements, including one that grants reciprocal legal status for citizens working in each other's countries.
Italy donates 100,000 euros in emergency humanitarian supplies to the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies to assist El Salvador and Honduras in their recovery from recent flooding.
In California, USA, Highway Patrol Officer Joe Heitman risks his own safety to rescue a 26-year-old driver who had lost control of his car due to a seizure, successfully freeing the man through heavy smoke and pulling him from the vehicle just moments before it burst into flames.
Cuba's National Land Control Center Director, Pedro Olivera, states that of the 1.3 million hectares of idle land released by the government to farmers since 2008, nearly 80% is being tilled by individual growers for a significant boost in both the nation's food production and the creation of jobs.
At the Doha Tribeca Film Festival in Qatar, Algerian film director Merzak Alouache is recognized for Best Arab Narrative Film along with a $100,000 cash prize, with Moroccan director Rashid Zem and Lebanese producer Rania Stefan awarded for Best Arab Narrative and Documentary Films, respectively.
Ms. Laurel Moondream, founder of Medicine Mammals, a rehabilitation center in Massachusetts, USA, has rescued a record 500 wild animals thus far this year due to injury or displacement from the extreme storms in the region, with many that have been restored for a return to their homes in nature.
In Ethiopian camps offering sanctuary to Somali citizens, Voice of America reports that with the help of international humanitarian groups like Doctors Without Borders and Save the Children USA, malnutrition has decreased and child survival rates have significantly improved.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.